In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for the Word for Life. Here with Pastor Ken, lead pastor at Brookside, and myself, Word for Life producer Jack Gardner. Nice to have everybody here. Nice for you to join us. And Pastor Ken, we're still in the book of Joshua. We'll touch on that in a second, right? Chapter 5. Wanted to let you know a little bit about Brookside real quick and what things are coming up. Rich McCarroll will be with us Sunday, September 11th. He'll be in both the main services and then also the men's retreat. That'll be Friday the 9th and Saturday the 10th. So please contact the church if you are interested in that. Also, we have our annual missions conference. That's a great event, October the 12th through the 16th. And then don't miss Mike Gendron, for those of you that do know who he is. He's known on TV and radio. And if you don't, he has an evangelistic ministry geared towards Catholics and how to navigate through that subject if you're having difficulty, which it can be difficult. And so those are things that are coming up at Brookside. And then as we kind of bring people up to where we left off last, Israelites being prepared to go into battle, Pastor Ken, it sounds like. And then God says, hey, not so fast.
Yeah, they're ready, but God wants some spiritual preparation, some aspects that they'd forgotten about. Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, I want you to remember what you've forgotten. So in my covenant with Abraham and my instructions for the Passover feast.
And the covenant, again, that God had established back in Genesis 17 with Abraham was circumcision. And that was for all males. And being circumcised is going to reset the spiritual compass here of the covenant people of God, because that rite had not been practiced for the last 40 years. And the book of Exodus actually mentions that continuing this practice of circumcision was important for them to celebrate the Passover feast. So circumcision wasn't only connected to the external national blessing to the Jews, it was a strong spiritual overtone. I mean, Deuteronomy 10 and verse 16 reminds us that circumcision was intended to mean something in a spiritual aspect of the Abrahamic covenant. For we read there, therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. In other words, don't be rebellious. And Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 6 has the same emphasis, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, that you may live. I mean, even years later, Jeremiah spoke to this as well, for he was saying to the people, don't you understand? There is this spiritual side to circumcision. It wasn't just the physical act of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just your body that's bearing this mark, but it's the spiritual reality in your life as well. I mean, Paul even gave clear teaching in Colossians regarding circumcision when he says, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. In other words, it is only by Christ. I mean, we don't necessarily take the Passover feast today. There was a new supper instituted by the Lord to remember his body that was broken and his blood that was shed for us. But it's Jesus Christ and his unchangeableness that is the key for each and every believer today. He says, by the circumcision of Christ, each and every one of us has to step into the audience chamber, so to speak, Jack, of the King of Kings, and there with absolute honesty and complete transparency, submit to the knife of the great physician of our soul and surrender our heart and our will to him. It comes down to me understanding what Jesus did for me on that cross, and putting my faith and trust in him. And our faith rests on the unchanging work and constancy of Jesus Christ. Jack Adrian Rogers tells an interesting story where he had an opportunity to witness the 2 hours to Muhammad Ali.
Hmm.
I'm sure you remember he's a heavyweight boxing champion, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the rope-a-dope, I think.
If I didn't remember, he mentioned it himself.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, he would. He was the greatest. But Ali was Muslim, mm-hmm. and he asked Pastor Adrian Rogers this question. He said, if you say that Jesus is the Son of God because he was born of a virgin, wouldn't that make Adam more the Son of God than Jesus? Because Adam did not have either father or a mother. And Adrian Rogers said to him, champ, Jesus is not the Son of God because he was born of a virgin. He was born of a virgin because he is the Son of God. In other words, Jesus never had a beginning. He's the eternal Son, the unchanging one. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm. And he offers us this opportunity to come to know him personally and to live with him eternally. And then as he is working in our lives, we call that this progressive sanctification. He's wanting to cut away things from our lives. Again, it's going to be the Spirit of God using the power of God to do this. And it's a deliberate act of us cutting away self and allowing our wills to be brought into submission into the control of Jesus Christ. And so the question would be, so, you know, friends, what needs to be cut out of your lives? What are you refusing to surrender? I hate to tell you, there's just too many dads and moms today who've refused to submit to the complete surrender of the Spirit of God, and they've refused to prepare their hearts and lives to trust the Lord in all things. I mean, you might honestly actually say to me, hey, Pastor Ken, I'm in the land of promise in Jesus Christ. I know I've been adopted into his family. I am a child of his. But quite honestly, I got to admit, in my Christian walk, I'm in the desert wilderness. I mean, that's a sad place for a believer to be. Many times, you know, someone might say to me, I hate to tell you, but Pastor Ken, I haven't made a significant spiritual step in my life for a long time. I've not surrendered everything to him. And can I tell you, that's going to be a critical time in your life. This study of Israel at Gilgal is really the absolute confession to God of everything that has been a part of their life that's been contrary to his will, contrary to his word. Someone once said it well, Jack, God has no hands but your hands to do his work today. And he has no feet but your feet to lead men in his way. So you brought up, Gilgal being a place of remembrance, you know, with those memorial stones. It's a place of a renewal. God says, no. We're going to go back to the covenant oath that makes you a special people with me, and that is circumcision. Because if you're not circumcised, then you cannot go back and remember Passover, because no uncircumcised person, we're told in Scripture, can take of Passover. But now Gilgal's a place of restoration. We look at verses 10 through 12 here in Joshua chapter 5. The children of Israel camped in Gilgal. They kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight on the plains of Jericho. They ate the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread, and they parched grain on the very same day. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land, and the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan.
Boy, that's timing, isn't it?
Perfect timing. God has it right down perfectly.
Hmm.
And so, how did a person gain entrance to that Passover again? It was through circumcision. And so these two spiritual rites are blended in. God is working. It's Passover had been missing for years. Now they have, again, surrendered to the Lord. They want to live in obedience. They don't want to live in unbelief. And so now we see that they're ready to move out. That Egypt, the 40 years of trouble, of wandering, of their wickedness, it's over. They have renewed themselves to the Lord through the circumcision and through the Passover feast. Now they're ready. They're ready to go out. This relationship they have with God has been reestablished, and now they stood prepared, totally, Jack, allegiant to God the Most High. He's their protector, and he's their provider. So over on the Jericho side, Rahab and all of those living in Jericho are waiting. What's going on here? And God is getting ready to lead his people as he's established these two kinds of memorials, the pile of stones, and then the two living memorials being circumcision and the Passover. So let me just say in closing, with all the earnestness of my heart, that there will never, friends, ever be any feasting on the Lord in your heart, any true worship of God, if there's disobedience in your life right now. If sometimes Sunday worship means little to you and you can take it or leave it, and sometimes you never ever get anything out of your Bible, you need to ask yourself, is this because I forfeited my right to blessing? God's not going to give the enjoyment of his fellowship and his blessing to people who are content to live a disobedient life. I mean, the nation of Israel is an example for us with that. And my prayer today for you would be to prepare yourself to move into new spiritual victory, new spiritual territory. If you haven't heard anything so far in this study, please hear this. Prepare to take your next spiritual step of obedience with the Lord. It may be a step of confessing a known sin actually in your life. And it may be a step of baptism, and it may be a step of service. I mean, what does God want me to be doing for him? Let's just bow in prayer, and if you're driving, you keep your eyes open while I just pray here. Father, thank you for Joshua, the testimony of faith and obedience. And Father, we need to take those same steps today of faith and obedience. For some this morning, it might be that first step of faith to trust you through your son Jesus for our eternal salvation. For others, it might be that next step of surrender our will to you. And Father, may we be willing and sensitive to allow you to cut away the sin of our lives and completely surrender our will, our ambitions, our plans to you. Oh, Father, may your Holy Spirit mark our lives in such a way that our lives are marked for your glory. We thank you for your long suffering and for your love to us. Help us to take that next spiritual step. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, next time we're together, we're going to be moving right along into Joshua, end of Joshua 5, into chapter 6, taking the city of Jericho. What a time for the nation of Israel. Trust that you'll be able to join us, and I trust that you will be in a local church this Sunday. And again, if you need a church home, feel free to stop by. We would love to see you here at Brookside. Have a wonderful day.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.